Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'll declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. And on behalf of Council, I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to Elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I, Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded. Recordings will be available on the Shire's website. And by being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. Record of attendance, we do have an apology from Councillor Too. And moving along, use of the common seal is there for noting as actions performed under delegated authority, there are none. We have response to previous public questions taken on notice. Gary Sherry has responded to Jenny Windsor in relation to her question from the last council meeting. And with that in mind, we'll move along to we'll open up public question time. Do we have any questions, please? And may I have your name and where you're from, please? Beg your pardon?
Judy Stubbs.
Judy, thank you. And from Brookton?
I'm from Brookton.
Wonderful, thank you.
I'm the secretary, secretary of the Arthur Collective. In response to the reply sent to Mrs. Windsor, we have the following comments and questions. We wish to bring to your attention the inequalities regarding to risk, lease rents paid and financial contributions made to some local organisations from the Shire of Brookton as per the spreadsheet that you provided. Question, does the Shire follow its policies and procedure criteria when reviewing lease agreements and financial assistance for non-profit organisations? Aircraft Collective has spent approximately $10,000 some in kind in improving and maintaining the craft room, the old bomb club. We have been unable to get the Shire to make the exit fire doors compliant with the building code as per our lease agreement. Also, we were told that the budget had monies for painting, of the kitchen and toilets. This has not happened. We approached the CEO, Gary, and asked if we could paint the kitchen and toilets ourselves instead, if the Shire would install an air conditioner, to which we had no reply, even though he said he would let us know. Question, does the budget have an allocation for maintenance for our building, and if so, how much? After reviewing the spreadsheet provided in your reply, we noticed the Brookton Men's Shed and the Aircraft Collective Groups, who are both not-for-profit organisations, pay $900 per year for their lease rent. How are these amounts arrived at under your policy procedures for leases? I, Judy Suttles, was the treasurer of the BCI when the Brookton Community Garden Group was formed under the BCI. When the Shire allowed the group to use the old tennis courts, the BCI did not ask or seek permission and was not given permission to remove any of the facilities, e.g. the kitchen and the toilets. Question, is the BCI responsible for the removal of these facilities? And if so, how? The community members and this group asking these questions would like the answers to be written, to be in writing, please. And signed myself, Jenny Windsor, Cheryl Lee and Dave Clark.
Thank you, Judy. Gary.
Yeah, can I please take the budget figures, unless Dee's got them right there. I'll take that, the maintenance figure on notice.
That's the first question.
And then, Kevin, where are we? We've approved the budget. Amendment has now been completed, and have we commenced the installation of the air conditioning?
I'm struggling a little bit with the aircon installer. We were using WB HVAC to do all of our air conditioning servicing here and all of our units as well. At the moment, we have to source an air conditioner installer through a third party electrician.
But that's your intention?
Yes, that is our intention.
Yep. Okay.
Can't you ring a response in that? Excuse me, local. I'm responding to that question.
Great, please.
Okay. With regards to the ceiling and the painting in the kitchen area, I've got a purchase order here dated the 22nd of the 12th, 2023. Reskin and ceiling in kitchen at BCL building, $7,150. Colgan's undertook that work when there was a leak there. Don't know if you recall it. That work was done there.
In terms of the policies and procedures for the following the lease arrangements, as I explained, the leases that we've all entered into have all been a council decision, so there's council has made that decision in relation to each of the leases that we've had. In general, the leases reflect and arrangements with non-profit community groups all reflect a level of you pay more on your lease or your charge depending on what you provide, so or what you do yourself. So in terms of the perhaps looking at Brookton Country Club, for example, where the Shire actually provides very little in terms of services to the Brookton Country Club, whereas we provide more to the Our Craft Collective, and then we provide even more to the local sporting clubs. So the more the Shire does, the higher we charge. It would be my intention that when we finally get to providing the BCI a lease over the community garden and the old tennis courts, I would expect them to be on a similar lease payment to the Our Craft Collective and the Brookton Men's Shed Inc. By and large, what we had done in the past with BCI over that lease, they were responsible for various payments where they were responsible for paying some of the services. When we shifted or broke up that lease arrangement, we weren't able to break up the payment of the power and water and that sort of stuff. So that gets provided to those groups. So that's sort of how I've proposed that.
And that's because there's not separate metering?
There's not separate metering. So that area was set up to provide metering to the old bowling club.
Yep.
And that's how it works. Even the tennis club, I believe the old tennis courts, the community garden, they get their water from a service that comes out of the swimming pool. So, it's difficult for us to charge for that an exact amount on that service. Mm-hmm. So that all of those get rolled up into the lease fee. Okay.
Do you consider it fair?
Sorry, your name?
Jenny Windsor.
Jenny, thank you, Jenny.
Do you consider it fair that you pay the golf club or the community the country club $10,000 for their maintenance and we do our maintenance and we get nothing?
I would think that the community, the sporting club, and can I declare an interest?
Sure.
As any partiality interest because I'm of the community club, the country club, The country club provides all their own maintenance. They provide all their own cleaning. They provide all.
If you give
all
us $10,000, we'll do the same. And charge
we're not
and
able
charge
to
us $1 for $14 lease.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what
I'm saying, and they also provide for the long term capital facilities at that facility as well. So
in every other shire, the reserves are held by the shire, not by the community.
Mm-hmm.
So why is their reserves held by them?
So council do hold reserves. We hold all our reserves as it's always recorded in our financials and our budget. They have to hold a reserve for the replacement, basically, of the turf. So that's a requirement for maintenance and then replaced on the turf, because council will not help them at that point to replace the turf, which will be quite substantial when that comes due to be replaced. I guess what I would say is that the building that you laser in is not maintained to a high standard, and sometimes the council might need to go, okay, well, is that actually worth our while with that building? Because I think originally that building was actually meant to be demolished after the bowling club moved out. So, you know, is it fair that all ratepayers, and this is to any sporting group, not just to specifically yours, but looking at all these now individual groups that want their individual space, so I think we need to really, is that the best way for council to move forward? Would be my question.
Thank you, Dick. For context, an approximate cost of the replacement of the turf at the country club. Please, Katrina.
We've replaced it once. It costed $200,000.
Yeah.
And that was fully funded by the country club?
It was fully funded by the country club.
Lovely, thank you.
I'd just like to say
that
the country club also get the cropping land, which I've been given a rough figure of $10,000 income per year. So they're getting $20,000 a year from the shire, basically, because we're giving them the cropping land to crop. They're making a profit of $10,000 on that, $10,000 plus, and we're giving them $10,000. So you could say that we're assisting them with $20,000 a year, because there isn't another sporting club in town that's had the opportunity to crop that land. Whether they want to, whether there is anyone available or not, that opportunity was not put out there for anyone else. And I know we discussed this at the last meeting and we voted on it, but it's still, that is still the way it is.
And I also make a point that the value of that land is the value of the lease of the land, so it's not the value of the crop that comes off it. So the country club, because in a poor year, that they may not receive anything.
But you're missing.
No. So I'm just saying that if
they pay
this year,
what year?
If they were to receive no income, they wouldn't have any income. They would get no subsidy from us.
18 years or something. Have they ever had a loss on that land over those 18 years, or has every year produced a profit?
I don't hold those.
No,
we don't hold those,
so,
that information. So
that's not really a valid argument. They pay $100 and they get probably $10,000 a year from it. That's community land.
Mm-hmm. So just be mindful that
that has been invested solely into the country club.
So they also take the risk on that, Council Harbin.
They may do, but you haven't given any other club.
Can
we
allow
So they take the risk on every year that they put crop in there, and they pay for all the input costs as well as the machinery, wherever they obtain that from.
And I fully understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is you have not given that opportunity to any other club in town, be it sporting, an art group, the Girl Guide. Nobody else has had that opportunity in the whole 18 plus years. It has solely been given to the country club, and the community have presumed that that belongs to them, well, that is theirs, but it's not, and it's a separate lease. And it is cropping land. That's what it's being used for.
That's the nature of the reserve.
That's right. It's a reserve for cropping land. So my question is, have we been fair to our community groups when we have given all of this to one group?
That's a question to
That's
council.
That's a question to council.
Is that a fair call?
Is it fair?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of the community members believe it is, because not everybody in the community attends the country club. There's many other groups that don't attend.
And I actually do think we're getting off track of the questions that are being asked.
I know that's...
I've got my point. Great. Can we go back to Judy's response?
Yep.
To Judy's response, please.
She also mentioned the BCI and making changes to the old tennis courts, to the toilets and other aspects. Given the state of that building, where the building is unsafe and has had the electricity connected, that the works done by the BCI, which I think were completed while they did have a lease over the site, are in keeping with the lease. Similarly, as the our craft collective have done works in their building, which has met with the requirements of the BCI lease and their current lease on their own basis. It's, yeah.
Thank you. Gary, please.
I just clarify what's happening with the exit door on the property. You might have an update on that, Kevin.
No,
it's been flagged as being inappropriate for a safety exit door.
If it's a fire exit door, we're going to have to replace the entire doors.
Well, it was promised last year, but still hasn't been done.
I'll look into it.
Thank you, Gary. When do you think we could have a response, Kevin?
I'll have a response by CBF.
By
CBF.
Lovely, thank you. In 2 weeks' time. Lovely, thanks, Kevin. Okay. Happy with that?
And I'm happy to provide a response to the Our Craft Collective.
Wonderful. So we're happy with that? Lovely. Any further questions, please? Mr. T.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Guy T, I'm in Brooklyn.
Lovely.
I sent Gary and Rod an email today, so I won't bring that up. Sorry. In the meeting, so to speak. I'd just like to make a comment on Kevin's comment. There's lots of air conditioning stores around.
Sorry, guys, public question time.
Well,
can you please...
Everyone else has been making comments, so that's the comment I wanted to make.
Can we ask a direct question, please?
Yes, okay. The community garden over there, which briefly was spoken about. Is there any chance it can get a bit of a clean-up? The first thing you see when you drive down White Streets, heap of old rickety, odd-coloured pallets and half-torn-up bitumen in the old tennis court, and all the rest of the town starting to look pretty good. But that is a bit of an eyesore.
I actually think that...
I guess
well, we don't have any standards for that.
Yeah.
We haven't asked them to maintain a certain standard either at the community garden, but the garden does now look much better than it has in the past.
Definitely.
And as the community garden group continue to invest in that site, it's looking better and better. And they've got the Miyawaki Forest and other things there. I think they're moving in the right way. It certainly looks better than what it's
tomorrow been. Morning, can you drive down that street, this street, and have a look at the community garden?
Which street, sorry?
White Street. You obviously come around the other way to work, but come this way and have a good look at it.
Okay.
Good on you. What about the old bitumen there? It's been half ripped up and left probably 2 years ago in the tennis court.
We have removed some bitumen there.
Yes, we have.
It's still a lot there, and it's been half ripped
up. Okay, so we removed bitumen from there that we were requested to move by the community group.
That's probably where they've got the odd seats, but the rest of the place looks pretty sharp.
What Shire staff were requested to do, we did.
I didn't ask that question.
No.
Can the rest of the tennis court be cleaned up?
So I haven't noticed any pile of bitumen there.
Well, there certainly was, and
we shifted it.
All right, can we take that question on notice,
yeah,
this guy, and we'll have a look at it?
The Townable roof, I think, needs another look at. I think there's been a bit of discussion previously about that. And my last question is, with the Townable roof, that's $10,000 every big storm. So for an excess insurance claim is...
So what was the question?
Good. Can the roof be looked at?
Well, we've... Sorry, I'm not sure where that figure of $10,000 comes from.
It was Sharon Williams brought it up in the last meeting.
So
our excess is $1,000.
Our excess is $1,000.
Well, in the accounts, I'm certain I read $10,000, unless it was a typo, for last meeting.
Definitely
$1,000.
Well, it's $1,000. Yep. Well, I'm certain I read
$10,000,
but okay. We'll confirm that for you.
And CBH, they don't pay rates. Do they make any donation to the shop?
No, they don't pay rates, but they make an ex-gra share contribution based on the size of their storage.
It's about $42,000 this financial year.
Okay. Is there any chance that they can be pressured through government to take their charity organisation recognition from them? Because I know there's a lot of country shires during harvest.
Yep.
All roads lead to CBH. Every ratepayer in every country town pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem right to me.
Short answer is no. So,
why not?
Because...
Caliberry's doing it.
Okay. I'm happy to... They certainly hasn't been publicised, but...
No,
and
no.
I have had a conversation with the current Caliberry and Shire president.
Well, it was all on the country,
Where he was quite happy to... I'm not sure he's a board member at the time, but he was the Shire president of Caliberry, where he was quite happy to maintain the CBH's rate exemption and...
Yeah, well, I heard it on the country. They complained about the cost of the roads and that they think CBH should contribute more.
Well, I don't know farmers taking their grain to CBH, they pay rates.
That's right. Every other business in town pays rates too. So CBH is a multi-billion dollar organisation. They can afford to pay rates.
I would suggest... The Shire of Brookton would want to be pretty careful about how we...
They're not going to leave town, Gary.
No, sorry. Just how, if we were to ask to have the gross rental value of that site, you'd need to remember that none of the moving equipment, anything that could need replacement, is actually valued as part of that. So in looking at the CBH site, by and large, you're looking at the flat bitumen areas and the rateable value of that, that's not...
And how do you do the rateable value on a farm? Because some farmers probably pay 20 to 50 grand.
So that's based on unimproved value, Guy, which... And I'm not exactly sure of the makeup of how that's different, but, so that's based on the unimproved value of the land.
Well, I don't know, but I strongly feel that our roads could be improved a lot with more money, which you probably agree. And all roads lead to CBH during harvest, and that's where most of the road damage comes from. But the farmers have to pay for it in their rates. CBH contribute a very small amount if they're only paying 40 odd grand. I think it's definitely worth looking at. If a farmer like, I don't know, Joe Bloggs down the road has got to pay 30 grand rates, and a massive company like CBH only pay 40, that doesn't seem fair. How much would Belco and Australia pay? They would pay a fair bit of money in CBH, a rate exempt. Biggest business in town.
But they make that under an Act of Parliament. They make an ex gratia.
From back in the Depression era, that was probably set up.
I'm not
after
sure
World War II, anyway.
That may well be the case, but that's how it is. So, and it's jealously guarded.
Well,
I'll
take it up, have a yarn with Lachlan Hunter about it, but I also think the Shire should look into that. You'd pay a lot of rates for owning a pub, and I don't need to know, but I'm just saying it. CBH, very exempt. That's not fair. Anyway, that's my question.
Thank you, Guy.
I'll let you know what Lachlan... Assess, but I think the Brookton Shire should do a ring around and follow it up.
Thank you very much, Guy. Any further questions? Not at all. Lovely. Thank you. Applications for leave of absence from councillors. Do we have any? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Petitions, deputations, presentations, there are no more. Thank you, Katrina.
Katrina Creek, Brookton. Thanks, Rod. As tonight is Deanne's final council meeting with the Shire of Brookton, I couldn't let it pass without being here to thank her personally. Deanne, you returned to us in early 2022, just before Gary commenced, at a time when the community and corporate services team needed strong, steady and encouraging leadership, and you brought exactly that. Together with Gary, you built a team that is not only capable, but loyal and empowered in the work they do. You have also taken the Shire's financial management to an exceptionally high standard, being recognised by the Office of the Auditor General as demonstrating best practice in financial reporting for two consecutive years is no small achievement. The first time we received this recognition was your first full budget year with the Shire of Brookton in 22-23, and again in 23-24. And I have no doubt that when the 24-25 results are released, Brookton will once again be recognised. This is an extraordinary achievement and one you should be incredibly proud of. Your career is a great example of what's possible in local government. From starting with the Shire back in about 2006-2007, as a creditor's office, I think, to where you are now, you've taken advantage of every opportunity that came your way, even when that meant crossing the border for a short period of time. Beyond your professional contribution, the community will miss both you and Michael. The effort, the time and the effort you've given to local clubs and organisations has made a real difference. And on a personal note, I'm incredibly grateful for your friendship and support. And I know through our girls, our connection will continue well into the future. But for now, I wish you every success in your new role with the Shire of Greenfield Tampa. Oh. They are very fortunate to have you, and I have no doubt your career will continue to go from strength to strength. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm not staying. I'm not staying.
No.
I just came to deliver that.
Go. Thank you. Oh,
lovely.
Hey, would you
like to
respond?
Yeah, if I can. So,
Katrina.
So I would really just like to say a very big thank you. I've certainly enjoyed my time here in Brookton, and particularly I give thanks to Katrina, Tamara and Neil from our previous elected members who have certainly provided a lot of guidance and knowledge, which I've really appreciated. You know, always say a big thank you to Gary. I've really enjoyed working with Gary. And again, so much local government knowledge. It's just really great to soak up. It has been challenging towards the end of my time here, but it is time for me to go, and I do wish Council all the very best for the future.
Thank you. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting from the 19th of March, ordinary meeting of Council. Can I please have a move? I've moved Councillor Crouch, seconded Councillor McCabe. All those in favour? Carry. Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting, 31st of March. Mover, please, Councillor McCabe. Seconded Councillor Crouch. All those in favour? Councillor Hubbard?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, carry. Announcements by the presiding member. Without discussion, there are none. Disclosures of interest. We do have one from Mr. Gary Sherry, financial interest as an employee of the Shire of Brookton. Technical and development services report. Termination of lease 333 Whittinger Street, Brookton, to Baptist Care. We do have an officer's recommendation.
I would like to add to that recommendation.
Certainly, Councillor.
I agree with the first 3 points, but I'd like a fourth point put on.
Yes.
Consider longer term employee housing solutions as part of the 26-27 Council budget process.
I'll get you to say that again, please. Just consider. Yeah.
Consider longer term employee housing solutions.
Yes.
As part of the 26-27 council budget process.
Lovely.
And point five, note that it's council's intention to return this property or the property to seniors accommodation at Unit 333 Whittington Street, Brookton, once the employee housing pressures have been addressed.
I'll second that.
So move Councillor Fielding, the amended...
That motion.
Sorry, and seconded Councillor McCabe. Any discussion around it? And your thoughts?
I've just had a bit of back and forwards with some of the community, and they're a little bit worried about it being taken away from the senior citizen or the aged care.
Mm-hmm.
And I just explained that Baptist workers, you know, Kalkani workers were renting it, not aged care people anyway,
yep.
And that we desperately need it for staff housing. And once that was pointed out, they were quite okay with that. But I just think it was important that we put that little rider in there that it does revert back.
In the future.
In the future, once the housing's under control.
Certainly. Thank you, Councillor Copping. Councillor McCabe?
A question for Gary. Have we received any applications from retirees for accommodation at this stage? It's been amongst the community we're aspiring to. Have we received any?
I haven't got any applications for people who want to move into the MoCon units right now. I've had conversations with a resident of Pingerley who would like to access the MoCon units in the future, but currently...
That's in the next couple of years, I believe.
In the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have we got any future plans for any alternative independent aged care living? Because it appears like we're taking it away, but we don't have any plans for their ageing community moving into the future. And as Beryl has said, I've been approached by members of the community who are ageing and they're quite concerned. And so I think there needs to be consideration given to what we're going to do with in regard to independent aged care living moving forward. Our community members are ageing, we know that. What are we doing for them?
Thank you, Councillor Hurley.
You're talking about what we're going to, you'd like
what,
me to respond
what
to?
What plans do we have in place to accommodate our ageing community members moving forward? If we're going to take, this will be our second unit we're taking from them.
Yep.
The third unit has someone in it. So there's nothing available now for our aged care or our ageing community members.
Could Copping's motion, those extra points that it's probably added to the motion around the Shire has plans in place to alleviate the housing pressure on their own community staff so then that we can return those units back to aging housing?
Upon saying that, how many houses are we going to need to accommodate staff? Because do we have a number? When are we going to be able to accommodate our aged community members? Is it one year, 2 years, 3 years?
Councillor, that housing in Brooklyn in general, whether it's for Shire staff or for people who work at Kalkani or whether it's for the aged people, is at a drastic point. You know, it's something that needs to be addressed, yes, but how do you go about addressing it?
It definitely is, but you've got Shire staff that are working and earning an income. They're in more of a position to find themselves housing than an aged person on a pension struggling.
I'd encourage you to ask Gary how long some of the job adverts have been listed for trying to find staff.
But that's not the problem of our aged community.
If we can't
members.
Employ staff, then we can't provide any services to the community.
Well,
that's the beginning and end of the Shire.
It doesn't work without staff.
So we're putting the Shire before everybody else in our community.
At this point in time,
on one level, absolutely, because the Shire will be unable to provide services to the seniors and other people in our community unless we have the staff who are available to who are available to provide those services. So certainly, we have a shortage of housing, and at the moment, we have people on our housing waiting list from Carnarvon, Dirrawane, Corrigan, Pingelly, York, Brookton, Adderdale, Brookton, Narrogin and Bedford, and Little Italy as well. So we are providing not just to services, housing services, just not just to the residents of Brookton or the Shire of Brookton, we're going much further. And we do need to mention that this is seniors housing, so it does require you to be independent. In terms of services for the aged, Brookton is actually extremely well off. We have a 42-bed aged care facility in our town. That is the envy of most country towns. That's certainly country towns our size where we have that facility for the aged in our town. And that facility, by and large, exists here because of the enterprise of the Shire and members of the community some time ago to pursue that facility and have it available for our community. We are, at the moment, with our units, with our seniors units, by and large, we are providing housing services or housing facilities for people to come from outside of our Shire. Mm. And that's...
I'd just like to say...
Can we go back to the motion, please, at hand?
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Councillor Harbin, were you provided with staff housing when you worked at the show?
No.
Sam, did you participate in these meetings? Sandy, aren't you supposed to just take minutes?
That's not all right. Sorry.
No.
You're here to take minutes, not to engage.
And I'm going to interject there, right? That's not fair, Sandy.
No.
That's, no one else that's, is, that's, so I'm not allowed to interject.
Right. Sandy. Yeah, can we stop?
And there was housing available, that's why I got housing. Okay, and when it was required, I moved out.
I don't like the tone.
I don't like your tone, Sandy.
Excuse me, can we have a point of order? We are not dealing with the current motion.
We're discussing a motion here, not previous housing, not future.
Right, is Sandy allowed to interject like that? She's not even on council.
No.
Well, that's right, I'm not, go Gary. But I'm not going to put up with that.
Ron, Guy, please stop. Allow me to run the meeting.
Well, run it properly.
I'm trying.
Good.
Councillor Harbin, we need to focus on the motion. Okay.
Don't just address me, Rod. I'm sorry.
Councillor Harbin, let's address the motion. Okay. Sandy, please. We'll leave it at that for now. Address the motion.
I'll be writing in about that to you, Gary.
That's fine. Thank you.
And Rob.
Thank you. Righto. Do we have any further comments in relation to the motion?
No, I'd like the extra additional points that Beryl's put up.
Thank you. Lovely. All those in favour? All those against? Thank you. Removal of infrastructure at town entrance signs. We do have an officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Moved Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Copping. Would anybody like to speak, please? Councillor McCabe.
Discussion around the garden beds around the western entrance to Brookston as well, in the way that they cover the wall, and it was another... burden to council staff to maintain a garden that's not under retic, from what I understand.
I thought it was actually the western one we were talking about.
Oh, this says eastern.
No, I think it's the one up near the golf club, isn't it?
Sorry, yes. I'm talking about the western one. Sorry.
Okay.
It's the western.
So in front of the rock wall.
Sorry, it's the garden. It's the garden in front of the rock wall. It's the garden. Yeah, in front of the entry statement on the western edge of Brookton Highway.
I've just changed it.
Thank you.
And to make the point that there's we've heard at council meetings in the past from the designer of the entry statement that the garden was never part of the design of the entry statement itself. And the garden in front of the entry statement actually hides from what is actually quite a... impressive structure.
Mm.
Just through the chair, Beryl, is the entrance to the Eastern's Fund much to be desired as well then?
There's not much there. There's a few limestone blocks and a couple of shrubs in it, I think.
I think you're right, Councillor.
There's not much there either. It's probably worth removing as well.
Yeah. What's the Works Coordinator's thoughts on the amount of work required on the Eastern Garden?
No, I'm going to move the generic traffic management plan from there first to do work.
That's it. It's going to start the project, so
we'll work to the traffic management plan.
Thank you. Any further questions or thoughts? All right, all those in favour?
Very.
Thank you.
Sorry, just a quick question around that still. What's the plan for in front of the wall after the removal of that?
We'll tidy that area up nicely. It won't just be bare ground. We'll tidy it up, get some spotlights.
So is it meant to place some gravel or something so it's not further there? Or?
Yeah.
There's
a bit of discussion between me and my team exactly what we want. I'm in favour of some red pea gravel, just lifts the area as well. And the intention is to buy solar power spotlights. They turn on automatically, obviously, in the summer time, spotlights on those sides as
well. Potential look right.
Thank you, Kevin. 10-year building maintenance program. We do have an officer's recommendation. Do I have a mover, please? Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Crouch. Any discussion around? Please, Councillor McCabe.
A little bit, I understand that these are the best estimates, but I'm a little bit hesitant. Current economic environment around building supplies and maintenance costs about how rubbery these numbers will become. I know that we have to adopt a budget of sorts, but I don't have a solution. I'm just, I suppose, want to voice the concern. Talk about plumbing stuff going up 30% for just supplies and everything else flowing. So if you want to speak to it,
yeah. Yeah, sorry. I'll just make a point on that. So just really, whatever money we have, that's what we'll do. So if it means we're going to do, $10,000 repair on one property, we might actually have to scale that back and look at 6,000. So we've only got the funds that we have. We can't do more. So we'll do less for more money, basically.
Thank you,
Ben.
If we have $10,000 allocated, we'll spend the $10,000 next year, but that $10,000 bought us...
Only cost us $6,000
this year.
I've got a question. The Brookton CRC, we're just renting or leasing that property. So we've got some maintenance items in there. Are they in our lease? Are they items that we would normally do when we're leasing a property?
So there's different conditions when it's a commercial lease. So we are responsible for quite a number of areas where it wouldn't be in a normal residential lease. So yes.
Thank you, Ben.
And also I noticed the Memorial Hall. We've got quite a high cost for hygiene and rubbish removal, but that really gets used. So is that...
So it's still serviceable. So they charge us on a service. So when they come here, they actually have to do it. I think it's a quarterly basis that they come, so they do need to actually do that. So we get charged whether it is actually used on or not. And it's a bit like the pool, so we're only serviced for the half of the year, and we generally try and move that to another premise just on the off season.
Thank you.
I think it's still hanging around. Sorry, Councillor McCain.
Any further questions? Lovely. All those in favour? Lovely, Kerry. 10-year plant replacement program. We do have an officer's recommendation. Could I please have a mover? Move, Councillor Crouch. Seconded, Councillor McCain. And please, Councillor McCain.
Through the chair, Kevin, the... bus that we're going to keep down the road for another year or so.
Yes.
The maintenance provider for that bus, I'm presuming is the local mechanic.
Yes.
We received any feedback from him about the long-term serviceability of the bus?
The condition of the bus is really good. We haven't had any major issues with servicing or anything highlighted from a service that needs major rework.
But have we gained his opinion on the long-term serviceability bus? Like, I can appreciate we can look at the recent history and track record of invoices and so on and so forth, but that doesn't give us an insight into...
Please.
Sorry, I'll just add to that.
Yeah, please, Steve.
Kevin, if you don't mind. So because the bus is hired, it is actually inspected every year by, I don't know what the actual proper technical term is, but it goes over the pits every year and has a full inspection because we actually hire the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that would pick up if there was any major...
to an extent, but if there's like an X amount of kilometres, then there needs to do an injector pump and timing belt or something that's... They wouldn't necessarily be enough to change what we're doing here, but more looking at the planned maintenance schedule and what that looks like in long term. Like, I agree with it in principle. I just wondering whether there's actually any information behind some of those decision making.
I know a little. Well, it was probably a while ago. We actually did do some figures on the bus around the usage, and it's not particularly well. It doesn't have high use. It is quite low. Yeah, so I guess that's the risk we're taking around do we not replace it at $130,000 or do we see if we can manage it and that extend that life of the bus?
It's fair to say that the manufacturer's servicing has been completed in accordance with logbook servicing, etc., etc. Preventative maintenance, I'm sure, has been completed. Any further questions? All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Community Services Report.
Corporate Services Report.
Oh, Corporate Services, sorry. Yes, Corporate Services Report. The payments, where are we? Sorry, I've lost my plot. Corporate Services Report, yes. We do have an officer's recommendation. Do I have a mover, please? Moved Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Copping. Anybody like to, any questions, please? Or Dee, would you like to speak to?
If anyone's got any questions on any of the list of payments, I'm happy to take them. But
Can you just tell me, we paid Harry Dale $3,652. What project is that? I'm just trying to find it. I think it's Rich, there it is there. Rich R2R?
Yeah, so that's so he is a contractor that we use through our engineering department, and he does actually quite a number of projects throughout council, and that one was for Richardson Street, which was a roads to recovery project.
Thank you, Dee. Any further questions around any payments made? No? All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Statement of financial activity for the period 31st of March 2026. We do have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Move Councillor Copping, seconded Councillor Crouch. Any questions? Please, Councillor McCabe.
Page 76. There's a...
So there's a date of $11,000 in March. Just wondering if that was.
Yeah, so that was for a replacement of the air conditioner that failed today.
Yeah.
Questions? would you like to speak to?
Sorry, Joachim, did you...
10 Marsh Avenue, is that the two-bedroom house?
No, so that's the CEO's residence. So I'll just give a bit
Please.
Of a run-through of where we're sitting financially. So on page 64 of the report is the Statement of Financial Activity, and that provides us where our year-to-date budget surplus is at $942,000 compared to our actual surplus of $1.3. And the main variance in regarding that is in our investing activities due to the decrease in capital expenditure and also the decrease in capital grants. So as you can see from that note 8 where Lockie was referring to, there's a number of projects that are under budget and a number of them that will not be completed this financial year. Other areas of there is in our operating activities. So we've had an increase in our fees and charges due to the caravan park and private works that were completed. And we've also had a decrease in expenditure from employee costs and contracts and materials. Page note 8, sorry, the capital acquisition. So if you look on there, it does give you the year-to-date actual on individual projects, including the level of completion, which is really important, and particularly around the railway station. So that will be one that will be carried into the new budget cycle. So we've budgeted to spend all that money this year, but, you know, we won't. It'll be some carried forward. And there's lots of reasons for that in delaying capital work, so particularly around projects at a stage or just even in regards to supply chain, because sometimes that's difficult, challenges that council face. But we do need to remember that when we adopt the budget and it's a balanced budget, all the funds are fully accounted for in that budget. And particularly around, you know, that revenue and expenditure and our operating activities does fluctuate depending on you know, exactly what the year brings us. Page 80 is note 11, which gives you our reserves account. So in March, we did have a Bendigo Bank term deposit that matured. So we did do some transfers in and out, and we also accounted for the interest that we received on that. But happy to take further questions if anyone has any.
Thank you, Dean.
Have we got any further updates with the sewage scheme?
So you meant the incentive you're talking about?
No, the...
Or the relining.
The relining.
Yeah, so my understanding, Kevin might be better well fit to answer.
I'm waiting on a quote for that. The issue that we've got there is the current pipes are asbestos. The contractor that I've spoken to said best thing to do there to reduce the cost is to replace those pipes. Now, we have to replace next to where the existing pipes are, but that brings us close to Water Corp infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now, what the contractor is doing is speaking to Water Corp to see if they're willing to upgrade their pipes at the same time. Then it's one trench, replace both sets of infrastructure, and we further reduce cost. So it's the cost of trenching, it's the cost of backfilling, plant and equipment. So I'm trying to get it to a stage where we get new pipes in at the least amount of cost.
So when you say just replace the pipe, the existing asbestos pipe would remain where it is,
yeah,
and we'll just cover it over.
Yeah, it'll stay buried.
So is there an estimated timeline on that then?
Before the end of this financial year, I've been speaking to them on a weekly basis, pushing for cost. What is delaying us at the moment is work or save you some, and they're going to upgrade the infrastructure at the same time.
If we go ahead and...
$71,000.
That's to do it with...
Without Water Corp.
Without Water Corp?
Yeah.
If we do it without Water Corp, is there some chance we'll damage the Water Corp pipe?
Potentially, yes. Because we're trenching so close to the infrastructure, what happens is that those pipes are under pressure under the ground at the moment. And as soon as you trench next to it, those pipes can't move. If we damage Water Corp's infrastructure, then we have to pay for that infrastructure to be replaced as well.
Rerouting the pipes not in the exact same location, is that going to have any material impact on the sewer system? We're expecting that across the
yeah, manhole covers to think about as well. So it needs to move from the furthest property to the manhole. So we're talking about Noack Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to that part needs to run to that manhole cover. Otherwise, we have to relocate that entire manhole. And that's additional cost.
No, I'm talking about the move that you're planning to do, because you're not putting the pipes in the exact location, because you're talking about leaving asbestos pipes there. So
yeah,
there will be some movement, whether it's a foot or 30 mils or 10 foot, like whatever your movement is that going to have a material impact on the way that the system works?
No. Exactly like this one, should we?
No, it will function better.
Okay, sorry.
That's why we're replacing it. Well, hang on. It's functioning at the moment, but the risk of it failing will be significantly less once it's replaced.
Thank you. Any further questions? All those in favour? Governance report, CEO performance review.
Is that your financial interest?
Yes, Mr. Gary Sherry has declared a financial interest and will leave the room at 6:56 p.m. Thank you. CEO performance review. We do have a motion there. Yes. Is there any discussion around? Sorry, can I have a mover first? Move Councillor McCabe, seconded.
Are you doing all at the same time?
Just get a mover and second.
Just to get a mover and second, then we'll get a discussion around, please. And seconded Councillor Copping. Thank you. Right, discussion around.
I was actually somewhat surprised by the CEO's. Review of his own performance. I think he's a bit harsh on himself, and I think that it would be good to see council be supportive of the hard work that the CEO has completed over the last 12 months in line with the KPIs. I also think that the CEO's request for a raise at the level that he has is quite conservative given the inflationary environment we find ourselves in and how well he completed his fair jobs.
Thank you, Councillor McCabe.
Do we know how his results compared to his last results? Are we allowed to know that? Like, was in the attachment?
I'm just looking. It is in the attachment, Councillor Harbin. I'm just looking for it for you right now. Have you got it?
All that that's information is also confidential, so the agendas for each.
Oh, I was just wondering, that's all, that how much support he had compared to how much support he had with the previous councillors, that was all.
Well, the idea of this CEO performance review is we're looking at the KPIs for the last 12 months and then measuring how he's come against that.
Yes.
So that's the entirety of what we're trying to focus on for this discussion.
What are your thoughts, Peter, on Gary's performance review?
I thought it was very good, actually. Yeah, and I was happy with the results. I was hoping he'd get good results. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Copping.
Happy with it.
And Councillor Crouch.
Right, very happy. Yeah, that's good.
Very happy. And is there a particular option that
just we're leaning towards? A question that might be out of order, and you can pull me in
sure.
As I'm making the request, but I'd be interested to hear some of the senior Shire employees have a little bit of opportunity to give any insight that they have at this point. Would you be okay with that?
In relation to
how the CEO has performed against his KPIs, given some of those KPIs, how effectively he's led those individuals.
Dee, would you be...
Look, I'm probably not comfortable sharing in the meeting, but I'm more than happy to share. So as part of the review, you can actually have a 360 review and have actually seen your staff comment, which I think is quite a good idea when there is a newly elected council, because you're coming on board and not knowing. I will say, as far as a CEO, Gary has certainly been one of the best ones I have worked with. He has a very good knowledge of local government, and he is a great leader. So he has good rapport with all staff, and you know, is always approachable and happy to, you know, have a good conversation around items, even if you don't agree on it. So yeah, I think we're extremely lucky to have him, and I think it's been extremely challenging his term here.
Oh, thank you. I do tend to agree. One thing that Gary has mentioned to me is, whilst he appreciates the performance review, it doesn't actually allow him the opportunity to speak to council in relation to what his plans are and what his thoughts are, mm-hmm. And what his goals and what he would like to see for our community. Mm-hmm. And that's something he'd like to be able to...
disagree with that in the formality of the CEO performance review. At the time of the KPIs being set out, the CEO has the opportunity at that point to give feedback on whether he's happy with those KPIs as well.
Oh, yes, I'm not referring to the KPIs, but I'm also referring to some of some things that he can envision for the future, and like the opportunity to discuss some of those concepts and ideas with council.
That we might not have
thought of, and for consideration in the future. That's just something he's asking for.
I sense that he was doing that all along anyway.
Yep. But he'd just like to formalise it a bit more and have that discussion, and again, complete open book and what his thoughts are. So everyone's aligned and, you know, on the same page. And
give us a good insight.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of proposed options there, there are several options for us to consider.
Yeah, we're talking about the performance reviews options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Page 120. We do need...
I'd be supportive of agreeing to the remuneration increase that the CEO has suggested or requested.
Option.
I just need an option.
Option four.
Yeah, I'm not sure which option. Is. What page are you on, Sandy?
I can't. It's a confidential attachment.
It's 127. Recommendations to council.
Yes.
Which one are you saying? I'll be four.
I'll be five.
Option four and five, sorry.
Four is, yeah. Three, four, five.
What's the actual motion? To accept the recommendations? Or?
The motion is that Council notes Salaries and Allowances Tribunal of April 2025 notes an increase in student remuneration guarantee from 11.5% to 12%, and notes that the outcomes of the elected member performance review, performance survey undertaken in March 26 and outlined in section 5.2 with confidential attachment, with the CEO being assessed as better than expected score at 78% in this year's performance appraisal, and adopts the performance criteria metrics of 2026-27 performance period outlined in section 7.6 of the confidential attachment. and approves a variation to the CEO's contract term of total remuneration package as per option set out within this report of section 6.5 of the confidential attachment.
This one you're looking for?
Ah, yeah, 6.4.5.
Yeah. 115.
So have you got the attachments?
Yeah.
Councillor Copping, can you see the attachments? Councillor Harbin?
I'm not sure if I'm in the right one.
Page 115.
Yeah, I can see. But I'm not exactly sure where you guys are looking. Is it the recommendations or the attachments we're looking in?
It's in the attachments.
It's in the attachments.
Page 115.
115.
Oh, I've got my attachments. I'm not sure what page you're looking at.
116.
16. Yeah. Oh, yeah, mine's on 16. There's option one, option two, option three,
option four.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So
what's been required?
Okay.
Yes.
So this
are we
three,
happy to...
Three options? Four
there's
on
five. Four, sorry, if we were to...
I'm happy with option
two.
Yes, okay.
As
option six.
I think in consideration of Gary's good performance review, better than expected, well received performance review. Myself, I'm in agreement with Councillor Copping. Option three. Any discussion, any other thoughts, Councillor McCabe, in relation to that? Or are you in favour of that, or an alternative?
Line 16, this is the option three, this is a...
Just bearing in mind that it's confidential.
It is confidential,
yeah,
guys.
It's a confidential item.
Option one, no change. Option two, base salary increase.
Very high.
Option three,
yeah.
4.9 only.
Yeah,
option three.
Yeah,
so, again, let's remember it is a confidential item, so let's not... discuss the amounts, but option three, you're in agreement, Councillor
yeah.
Councillor Crouch?
Yeah.
Beryl, thank you, Councillor Harbin. Lovely. So we'll include Councillor option three in the motion, please. Sandy? Thank you.
Absolute majority, too.
Wonderful. Okay. Any further discussion around the CEO performance review and amendment to contract? Any questions? All those in favour? Carried, unanimous, thank you. Mr. Sherry can return. And CEO Gary Sherry returned to the meeting at 7:07 PM.
I won't be there, not from one.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Crouch. Review of local laws. So, well, the motion was carried, Gary, with unanimous support for option three. And
yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary, for a wonderful, great year.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Review of local laws. We do have a officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Copping, second, and Councillor McCabe. Now, there's any discussion around any of these points, please? There are a few.
I find it interesting that we get numerous amounts of letters and questions from the public around some of our dog laws, and we haven't received any recommendations from the public around any alterations to the laws. So that's not really a question, it's just a comment.
Thank you, Councillor McCabe. Any questions or suggestions, thoughts around any of the proposals, councillors? Eric, would you like to speak to?
Just, you may recall these were going to be the easy ones, where by and large they remain up to date and provide the or complete the intention of their original adoption. And then, yeah, we have some new local laws that we need to consider now, and we'll push on after this with those, developing those.
Wonderful. Well, with no further questions, I'll go to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Sandy. Elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given, there are nil. New business of an urgent nature, there's nil. Confidential reports, there are nil. And with no further business, I'll declare the meeting.
Just before you do that, certainly just want to mention that this is Dan Sweeney's last meeting with us. So, I just want to put on record the service that Dan's made to ensure I'm looking while I've been here. We have reshaped the way that the Shire is operating, and I just want to recognise your part in that, your support for me and your professionalism and skill in turning around or in achieving through the corporate community department lots of real achievements in the last 4 years. And yeah, just wish you all the best in the future. You leave behind large shoes to fill.
Thanks, Leanne. You've been good.
Thank you very much, Leanne. It's been a privilege.
Rob, just quickly before you close the meeting, I'm going to interject again. Has Sandy's comments been recorded in the minutes, please? That is a fair question. Has Sandy's comments been recorded in the minutes?
Sorry, we'll answer that after the meeting, guys. As you know, public question time is not open, and we'll respond to your question after the meeting. Thank you. With no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 7:11 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.